Nitro is the glory. Welcome to the No Name RC Podcast with your host tonight, Keenan White, aka Lefty the Great, and if you are unlucky, the Finnish village idiot, JQ. This is the RC Podcast with no name, but plenty of content. So sit back, relax, and get ready for some serious bench racing.
Yes, indeed, Nitro is the glory, but E-Buggy pays the bills. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to episode number 47 of the No Name RC Podcast. It's just a quick walkabout with Lefty. This is Sunday of RCGP, round 8. Racing is on. I've been here since 7 o'clock this morning, so I did a little walkabout once people got here. Went and talked to some of the pros. Racing in the RCGP class as well as the RC2 class, because that super stack made for some great racing last night. As you guys know, David Ronnefalk has upset Davide Ongaro and upset his perfect season. He's super pumped about that. Cole Ogden was showing some impressive speed yesterday as well as Ryan Lutz. You know, so I walked around, talked to some of the drivers as well as RC2 guys to get their opinions on the RCGP so far. And what's their favorite part of the tracks and what they don't like and dislike. And it was pretty cool. I kind of did this off my phone, so it's not the best quality. I'm wearing quite a few hats at this race. So if you guys know, I was kind of calling the race of Nick Damon, which was truly an honor for me yesterday. And I'm about to go do that again. So thank you to everybody for tuning in. Thank you to our sponsors. I want to name them off real quick. RCMX Online, Euro RC, Techno RC, JQ Racing, Assault RC, Bipolar Designs, BK Servers, 454 RC Works, Papa Willie's Traction Tonic, Beach RC, JQ Racing, I believe I said that already. And man, thank you to all of the No Name RC Podcast listeners from around the world. Can't do it without you guys. Podcasts are going to be coming, you know, be getting better and better as we do them. Got the new equipment. Thank you guys for the support. Remember, we do have No Name RC Podcast shirts for sale now. Once I get back home and we figure out a way to ship them, we will be selling them to people who want them. And if you're here at the race and you want some decals, come hit me up. I'm going to give some away later on. Thanks a lot. Enjoy the conversations that we have. Remember, it isn't the best quality, but you should be able to still enjoy it. Thank you. Remember, Nitro is the glory, and if you ain't grinding, you're sliding. So I'm sitting here in the HB pits with Cole Ogden, who showed incredible pace yesterday, impressed everybody coming off an impressive Southern Nationals win, and is carrying that momentum here to RCGP. What's up, Cole? How are you?
Not much, man. Just hanging out, doing some rebuilding for today. You know, taking what we learned from yesterday, applying it to today, and hopefully we can do the same thing we did yesterday.
Yeah, you was on fire yesterday, man. You and your teammate, David Ronnefalk, were battling each other pretty much in both finals and throughout the qualifiers. What's changing your program to get to this level? Because you won at Southern Nats, and now you're doing really well here. So what's changed?
I don't think nothing's changed. Our cars are just really good. I think I'm driving really good. I'm staying really composed. I'm not losing my temper. The cars are just working really good.
Yeah, I'm really super impressed with your driving. I always knew you had it in you. I always say, you know, you're the fastest guy coming out of the East Coast so far, and it's good to see you living up to that potential. What do you think of the track so far?
Definitely. Thanks for the kind words, but the track is awesome. It's definitely gaining some character, as everybody always says. It's awesome. There's some 180s. It's very technical. You can't push out there. You just got to be nice and smooth, and if you're not, it'll bite you. And you just, you know, stay smooth, and it's awesome. Track's awesome.
What about the gate starts?
Gate starts are awful. I mean, there's no advantage to qualifying position or anything. It's just a crapshoot. There's been people that tried it in the past, and they realized, like, oh, hey, you know, that's a horrible idea. We'll never do it again. So hopefully this is the same situation with that. They just get rid of it.
Alright. So what's your strategy going into today's longer main?
Set the car up to be consistent for an hour. That's pretty much the goal, just to stay smooth and have an easy-to-car drive for an hour.
All right. Well, good luck today, and would you like to shout out to some people before we sign off?
Thank you, sir. Yeah, shout-out to all my sponsors, HP Racing, Reds, Hot Race, all of them. I have a lot. It's just a lot to list. But thank you all for the support, and shout-out to all the people back home. Thank you.
All right, thank you. So I'm sitting off in the HB pits again, and right next to me is David Ronnefalk, a.k.a. the Viking. Yes, I gave him that nickname. Maybe, I don't know, they say Sweden didn't have Vikings, but I don't believe that. So he's coming off an impressive victory yesterday, his first victory of RCGP. What's going on, David? How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Yeah, just getting the stuff ready here for the second day here at Thunder Alley. Yeah, just prepping, checking diff oils, and going through the car to see if everything is all right, and making ready for the first qualifier coming up in a couple of hours.
Yeah, I'm happy for you. You got the monkey off your back here in RCGP. I know you've been looking to get a victory here. How did you approach yesterday, different from other races?
I think I didn't approach it any different. Obviously, the gate start was going to be a lottery. Thankfully, I had two good starts in the main, which always helps. And, from there, I could pretty much control the race up front. Cole was really fast in the first one. He was catching, but he had a couple of small mistakes that kind of put him down a little bit, gave me the breathing room. And then in the second one, I got the whole shot, and I pulled away quite a bit, and I could stay a couple of seconds ahead of everyone else.
All right. So what's your plan going into the longer mains today? You did say you liked the gate starts because you got the whole shot yesterday in the press conference, but how do you feel about the gate starts, the track? What's the hardest part of the track for you and whatnot?
I think, I can see the reason why the gate starts are there. It's probably more exciting for the viewers, let's say. As a driver, it's not as exciting, especially not if you get screwed. I got screwed in a couple of qualifiers yesterday. Thankfully, I had two good starts in the main. So, when it's good, you're always good with it. But it's too much of a lottery to me. I can stand having them in qualifiers. But then, being TQ, you should have some kind of advantage. Maybe grid starts for the main would be would make more justice. Hopefully I can continue on the role I had yesterday and get some great stars in qualifiers and get a good start in the main.
All right, well, good luck to you, both of you. Thanks. Of you are definitely the fastest guys in the track this weekend, and it's going to be an exciting qualifiers and exciting main this evening, so hopefully we'll be having this conversation later on.
Hopefully, yeah. Thank you.
Take care. So we have the current IFMA World Champion, Davide Ongaro, and also the RCGP Series World Champion. Talking to him here this morning, the Sunday of RCGP USA. Hey, Davide, how are you?
Como esta? I'm good, thank you. I'm good, yeah.
How's your second trip to America going?
Not too bad. The track is really tight and small, respect to like Astio or fairing track. But it's really fun to drive on, and a lot of jumps, like American style. So, yeah, really happy.
Yeah. I know you're not a fan of the gate start, so tell me how you feel about them.
No, I'm not a fan because, it's really nice to see from outside. But if you are a driver, you have to be lucky to don't make mistake on the start. And, yeah, that's why I don't like it.
Okay. Well, you are the current champion of RCGP, and you've won every race, every run, but you finally lost to David Ronnefalk last night. Is that giving you more fuel for the fire today? Are you going to try harder today? Are you looking forward to the longer mains today?
Yeah, for sure. We try all today. On the qualifying, we try all the setup and tire for the main final. Yeah, but yesterday David was really fast, so it's okay if we win because he was faster than me. And yeah, we won all the six rounds. And yeah, really happy.
What is your strategy going into today for the longer main?
Drive like maybe 2-3 tenths slower, but without mistakes on the track, and yeah.
For you, what's the hardest part of the track?
The jump, the double in the middle with the pipe.
Yeah, it's full of dudes.
Yeah.
All right. Would you like to say thank you to some people before we sign off?
Yeah, I want to thank all the sponsors, like always, for supporting and helping me. Campi Rosso for supporting us with the trip and everything. I think we won also the team championship, maybe. So yeah. We are really proud and happy to be part of this team. So thank you.
Can you say something in Italian to the Italian fans before we go?
Yeah. Allora, ragazzi, è stata un'avventura bellissima. Adesso siamo al round 8. Speriamo di vincerlo. Ieri purtroppo è andata bene, però Ronefek andava molto forte e dai, oggi ci proviamo.
Ok, grazie.
Grazie.
Hey, buona suerte.
Buona suerte.
So, I'm over here in the Infinity Pits talking to Lee Martin. What's going on, Lee? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm a little bit tired.
Okay. Right. I'm not tired.
I can see you're like full of energy.
Yeah. Well, because I keep waking up at like 6 in the morning.
Oh, you haven't got over the jet
no,
lag yet?
No.
You should be used to it. You travel a lot.
Yeah, but I kind of like waking up early.
Yeah.
Because normally I don't want to get up, so it's kind of nice when you actually do.
Yeah. So this is your first time back in America for... It's been a while, right?
Well, if we include just any America trip, I guess Reedy raced in January.
Yeah.
I
was there. You did Reedy in?
Yep.
Okay, but for Ape Scale, it's been a...
Yeah, Ape Scale...
The world, maybe.
Yeah, would be, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So, how's it feel to be back in Cali racing some Ape Scale?
Yeah, pretty good. I mean, it's been pretty windy and the weather's been... pretty dry, like my nose feels pretty disgusting and my throat and stuff. It's been good fun. I've never been here before to this track. Yeah, it's been good.
Yeah, it's a bit different from what you guys have in the UK.
Yeah, pretty different. It's been a pretty fun layout, but it can get a bit frustrating.
Yeah, what's your favorite part of the track? Yeah, he has none.
Yeah, I don't know what my favorite part is, to be honest.
Okay.
I kind of like the end of the straight. End of the straight's cool.
Yeah,
sweep around and jump up on top.
Carrying a lot of speed through there. How about the worst part of the track for you?
The post, the pole. Yeah, because I seem to keep hitting it.
Yeah, I mean, it's also a jump. We've named it Gary. It's up in the top level because it's messing people up as well.
Yeah. I mean, there's a few random ones back there that can be a bit sketchy. But
well, you've competed in all of the RCGP races so far.
Mm-hmm.
What would you... do you consider it a success so far? Is this the... biggest race so far, what do you think?
I mean, it's definitely the biggest in terms of entries and stuff. Yeah, I think it's been pretty good. It's been a learning curve, I think, for the guys running it. I mean, every race meeting, they're learning a different thing because they can't, they haven't really run races before, especially like this. So every time we do an RCGP, we're all there learning something new. So hopefully all the mistakes and stuff are ironed out for the next series.
Good stuff. So what's your strategy going into the longer main today?
I'm going to try and finish it.
Yeah.
Because I haven't really finished one this year.
Yeah.
It's been a bit of a nightmare in the long main, so
yeah,
my strategy is finish it.
That's a good strategy.
Yeah.
Kyle McBride had a little bit of an issue in the first main yesterday.
Yep.
So he didn't get to run that.
Oh, we both had. Well, he didn't run, but I caught on the line.
Oh.
So I was a lap down before the start anyway.
Oh, man.
Yeah, disaster.
All right, well. Good luck to you this today, and I hope you have fun.
Thank you.
Some good racing.
Cool. Cheers,
man. Thank you for your time.
Thanks.
Do you want to shout out to anybody before we go?
I mean, shout out to everyone. Everyone that supports me, my family, Infinity, everyone, really.
Hey, quick question.
Yeah.
Is Manchester blue or red?
I don't really care much for either.
I'm going over here. See you later.
See ya.
So I'm here with South Carolina native and racing for the Beach RC team, Evan Vale. What's up, Evan? How are you?
It's going pretty good. It's going pretty good. Having a fun time here at RCGP.
Yeah, you when you signed up for RC2, I kind of tipped you to be the winner of RC2, but circumstances happened and you're now racing, representing Beach RC at the RCGP. How exciting is that?
Oh yeah, it's pretty exciting. It's definitely a whole different level of drivers to race against, and it's definitely a good opportunity for me. So yeah, it's a great time.
Yeah, all the guys, like, you know, you race a lot in the Carolinas, and they've all been very supportive of you, and I'm sure they're going to be tuning in to watch your racing. How do you like the track so far?
Oh, yeah, it's super awesome. It's pretty tight, kind of like the tracks we have back home, but there's a lot more jumps and more technical sections, so definitely makes for good racing, and you have to be on your lines in order to do good, so it's fun.
How about the starting gate? How are you liking that?
I like it. I've been trying to be pretty smart about it and not getting the wrecks off the start. And it seems to have worked out about half the time. So I like it. It's a different aspect to the racing, and it adds a twist to it. So it's fun.
Okay, so what's your strategy going into the longer mains today?
Just try to get a decent start and be consistent throughout the whole run. So if I can find a pretty good groove and just click off the same lap times and try to put a consistent long run in.
All right. Well, good luck, man. And hey, you want to shout out to all the people back home?
Yeah, definitely. Just thank you to all my friends and family for all the support, and Beach RC for the support, and Proline for the tires, Associated for the awesome cars, and Works for the engines, and also Robin Nelson back home. He always helps me out, and Logos. He always helps me out with my decals. So I appreciate all you guys for the support.
All right. Well, thank you, and good luck today.
Thank you.
So here we are on the Sunday of the RCGP USA round. I'm here with Ryan Lutz. He's busy wrenching on his car, getting ready for his qualifiers today. What's up, Ryan? How are you?
Hey, Keenan. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. So how's your first RCGP going so far?
It's been a lot of fun. You know, we're doing a lot of racing. Yesterday we did 4 qualifiers, 2 mains, all within like an 8-hour period. So it's been a lot of wrenching, a lot of racing, and just I love being on the track, so been enjoying it.
Yeah, you won one of the qualifiers yesterday dominantly. You had some issues with your car flaming out on the starting gate. Let's talk about that real quick.
The first time was more or less my fault. I just didn't get a chance to go tune my engine, no matter I tune it before I race, and not knowing how they were doing the interview setups, I just didn't get to go over by my car, and the idle was too low, so it died on the box. On the third round, there's a little block that holds the car from sliding back into the bar on the gate, but the Agama has a kicked up rear chassis, and so when we start revving the throttle, it kind of lifts up the arms, and the car slid back and into the back of the bar. The rear tires were onto the bar, and thus it was just diffing out the front end, and it just overloaded it somehow, and it died. So,
yeah, it's unfortunate because you've been showing some pace. I mean, how do you like the track?
The track's a lot of fun. You know, there's a lot of different lines, and you jump inside, you jump outside, so I think it's making really good racing. There's a lot of places to pass and places that people go wide inadvertently, just trying to set up for the next corners. So if we can all get like a clean start, I think it can make for some really good racing.
Yeah, the starting gates, as I told you last night, you guys are here to put on a good show, and the starting gate is a part of that. You have a longer main today. That's more your forte. You're really good at this. Qualifying, let's be realistic, it doesn't really matter. It's just race and practice. What's your strategy for today?
Start a little bit better. Get to actually start all 4 of my qualifiers would be nice. And, you know, for that hour-long main, just try not to get caught up at that beginning and, you know, lose touch with a leader. If one of the fast guys gets out front at the very start, it's hard to catch back up because you're still back in the back battling with other guys to try to get past. So it's all about, a lot of it comes down to that start, so trying to make that clean.
All right, well, good luck. I did pick you, I believe, in the preview the other day. I wish you all the luck, and it's going to be exciting to watch you race. Do you have anything to say to the fans before we sign off here?
First off, thanks for picking me, and thanks for all the people that voted to have me come here. That's pretty humbling to me, and I'm glad to be here, and hopefully can put on a good show for everybody. I'd like to also thank all my sponsors, Nemo Racing USA, Billy Talaska for driving out here with the big trailer all the way from Texas. A huge drive for him, bringing the whole mobile Nemo shop with him. Gama, aka Gilos, he's out here helping us out. It's been great. Fataba, RC Pro, my painter, MH Designs, and Dutch Oven Designs for the stickers. Just everyone for my support, so I appreciate that. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you. Talk to you later. So I'm over here in the S-Works tent talking to who I consider the greatest of all time, Ryan Cavallari. Don't look at me like that, man. I do. I call you the GOAT all the time. It's good to see y'all racing. Looks like you're having fun. Didn't have the best of days yesterday, but today is a new day. How are you liking things so far?
Yeah, so far, yesterday was kind of a bit of a struggle. Only had like 2 really solid runs. Just had some misfortunes and, yeah, just not the best of day. But, it's a different day today, and it's a whole new program. So looking forward to it. I think everything should be a little bit better today. Pace was fine. Just need to have a little more luck on my side today.
Yeah, what changes have you made today from yesterday?
I mean, we've done quite a bit of stuff. Did some caster stuff to the front end, and then did some different pistons for the shocks. I'm going to run a different car today. That's a little bit more fresh than my other one, so we should be good.
All right. So how do you like the RCGP concept so far? You've been in RC forever.
you know, for a long time. First time coming to this race, what do you think?
I think it's overall, like, first impression, it's very professional. Everything's on time. You just have a schedule. You stick to it. The racing has been good. I feel like we just need a little more people in our class to just make it a little bit more exciting than what it is. Mm-hmm. But so far, so good.
Good stuff. Well, good luck to you, man, and hopefully I get you on the podcast sooner for an in-depth interview, and have fun, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you for your time. Campeón, ¿quería hablar?
Vale.
¿Inglés o español?
Español.
¿Cómo tú estás?
Bien.
Oh, perdón. First, I'm talking to Juan Carlos Canas. Remember, he doesn't really speak much English, so I'm going to use my janky Spanish to talk to him. So, here's Juan Carlos Canas from the S-Works team.
Hola a todos.
¿Todo bien?
Todo bien.
¿Campeón de España?
Sí. Mucho este año.
Felicidades.
Gracias.
La primera nueva campeón de ¿cuántos años?
13.
13 años.
Robert ha ganado 13 años consecutivos.
Tu hermano también ganando Boogieland.
Sí, el pasado fin de semana.
Entonces, quizás el Boogie de S-Rex y tú, el equipo, todo bien, tú sabes.
Sí, cada vez estamos más cómodos con el coche. Lo vamos conociendo más y la verdad que estoy muy contento con todo el pack.
Muy bueno. Y aquí en la pista, ¿cómo va? ¿Cómo te gusta? ¿Qué te no te gusta? Cosas así.
Sí, bueno, ya me voy encontrando un poco mejor, pero al principio del día es un poco difícil porque hay mucho bumpy.
Sí.
Pero bueno, me estoy acostumbrando, pero de momento va todo bien.
¿Y hoy, qué tu cambio hoy para la final más largo?
Un poco de chocoil y ruedas.
Está bien. Mm. Bueno, ¿tú quieres hablar con la gente de España? Dile algo.
Bueno, pues gracias a los que estáis apoyando, porque sé que es un horario distinto, pero bueno, esperemos hacer lo máximo posible.
Está bien.
Para dejar
mucho
España.
Mucho suerte, campeón, y mucho gusto para tu tiempo.
Gracias.
Está bien. Who shall we talk to next? We got Scott Yang, we got Max. Let's talk to Max if he's busy. Hello, Max.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, thanks.
How are you? We are talking to Max, the owner of S-Works. Europe or S-Works?
S-Works.
Okay. And I'm sorry, but I always mess. I can't pronounce your last name.
Max. Oh, it's difficult. Sonnleitner. It's a German name.
Yes. So here you are in America. How are you liking the race? Your S-Works team is... Canas had some good runs yesterday. Cavalera is a little behind. But Canas is still second in... Is he second in points? No.
Between second and third, but it will be tough.
Yes.
Yep.
It comes down to today. S-Works is one of the first companies to come on to RCGP. How do you feel so far about the whole concept of RCGP and your team doing so far? Well, how your team is doing so far?
Oh yeah, we're quite happy. We joined the RCGP as one of the first teams together with HP because I like the idea and I think it comes out very good. Yeah, of course we have to learn. Mm-hmm. First season was quite okay. Yeah,
yes.
But still we have to improve for the next season. Hopefully other chassis brands will join the concept too. It would be great. Yeah, location here is perfect. Weather is perfect, even if in the first days we had some extremely winds.
Yes.
Yeah, but now it's real great. The stuff from the club is amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing track. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and it's good to meet you finally. Is this your first time over in America for a race, or have you been here before?
For a race, it's the first time for
okay.
me. Yeah, yeah, and it's good stuff here.
And you seem like you're into racing and all that stuff. Have you always been into RC, or did you used to race anything else before?
No, I have always been to RC racing when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was racing on road, yeah, and always with a hobby, yeah, and I like it a lot. It's funny hobby.
Yeah, it is. We need to get you on the podcast to have an in-depth conversation.
Yeah.
To find out how this all came about. But thank you for the support from S-Works and RCGP in general. And yeah, I'm looking forward to next year as well myself, and good luck to your team today.
Thanks to you.
Thank you
very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So I'm here with Richard Saxon, a.k.a. The King, winner of the 40-plus class. We had another, well, it almost was an epic Degani-Saxon battle. But what's up, King? How are you?
Good, good. Sunday morning. It's nice. Guys are wrenching on their cars, getting ready. We had Davide get a second. Overall yesterday that was good, but we need to work on the car and make it a little better. Evan Vale and Patrick were going good. Aaron Dexter and Ryan Pavitas hauling the mail in the other class.
Yeah, you're not doing too shabby. Yesterday you won the 40 plus the, like I said, the epic Dagani and Saxon battle didn't happen. It almost did near the end. But what do you think of the track so far?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, you got to have some 10 scale skills and some jumping skills, but it's awesome. It's fun. You know, it's very rarely I go to an RC car track and don't like it. It's taken me a little bit to adjust my car and figure out mainly just the throttle and the power band. I was trying to slow my car down, and then I just, for my old crappy style, it just doesn't work. And when you limit the throttle like that, the power band is, let's say, 0 to 5 when I need it to be 1 to 10. So that's definitely not the way for me. And I've worked with Spencer on that as well, and he has a hard time adjusting, so I should have known better.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know you as a supporter of the RCGP when I had you on the podcast earlier this year. Now that you're actually here in an event, what do you think so far?
Yeah, you get a ton of running. Everybody seems to be having fun. For a first year startup, I hope any and every RC racing series gets bigger and better.
Yeah. So let's see. Let's do the 40 plus count. Dagani won DNC. He went PMB. You didn't race PMB, or did you?
I didn't. No.
Okay. Did you Silver State?
Yes.
So you got him at Silver State. You got him at JBRO last week, and you got him this week. Are you going to do Sidewinder next week?
No Sidewinder for me. I'm going to Vegas, okay. Old motocross reunion, see some family. And Don Vinkemolder, they goes fast. There's some guys back east that haul the mail. It's just a fun class. And you know what's awesome is watching the Euros over 40. That seems like a really good contested group of guys. Some of my old friends that race, they have fun. Shout out to John Hazelwood, he won that. That was awesome. I love
seeing the banter between you guys. It's so epic.
Dagani's a character. He knows I get tight when he's behind. I had a big lead and I crashed on the straightaway of all things. I changed my car from my other class to the over 40, and it was really good. Took off really good. Got into a rhythm and no shaking, and then I crashed and made more mistakes and a little bit of shaking going on, but it's all good. Dagani's, he's one of our old engineers, Cody Numedal. You kill him with old age with consistency, and even Greg knows that. He's funny. He goes good.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, good luck to your team this weekend, today. What's your strategy going into the longer races, you think, for your Scuderia Scampi team?
Well, the strategy is going to be finding, kind of guessing on what the tire wear is going to be. I mean, if we were running with the sun up, it doesn't matter if they water. You're going to wear some tires at this place. Mm-hmm. But being at night and it might hold some moisture, that's going to be interesting. Like I said, we got to make the cars better. Looks like the Hot Bodies guys have done their homework and have a pretty stout product here, but you know, it's not over. Where we were happy with a 2, but not very happy. Like I said, the other guys. So we're always working at Associated. We're working on new product as we speak and trying to make it better.
Good stuff. Well, good luck to you guys today, and enjoy the day.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. So I'm over here in the Associated pits, and I'm hanging out with the Thylacine Hunters from Australia. The Dexter family, great group of people. I met them last week. It's been a blast. They like hanging out with us. I don't know why, but, you know, they like coming around our pit. So let's talk to Tom first, who's the father. What's up, Tom? How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Keenan. Just getting ready for my B16 final in about half an hour's time. I think my car is going to be dialed, but no. I don't know about the driver.
Yeah, I think you got a hole shot yesterday too.
I did, yeah. So I was pretty impressed with the hole shot.
Yeah, I was like, that's Tom Dexter. He gets a T-shirt. So.
And then I made a bit of a mess of it after that.
Yeah,
but I only dropped ones. I started third and I finished fourth, so okay. I'm pretty happy about that.
All right. Well, I'm glad you guys are having fun. You've been here for about a week and a bit now.
Yeah.
You got one more race to go after this, I think.
We're going to the Sidewinder race. Yeah. So. Revelation.
That'll I don't know. Good. I kind of want to stay.
just to hang out with you guys. So I don't know, we'll see what happens.
It's fun hanging out with you too, Kenan.
Yeah,
but you've got a bit of a bromance going on, huh?
I know. I don't know. You guys believe in the thylacine, so that's probably why.
Wow.
I'm saying thylacine over and over just so my mate John Dawes can get mad at me.
Yeah, and we just like the banter that goes with that, you know.
Oh yeah.
We all know that the thylacine doesn't exist anymore.
What? I do. Well, it was good to meet you guys. I'm going to slip over here and talk to your younger son, Ben.
Yep.
Thank you guys for coming out and supporting RCGP.
Thank you.
And good luck in your main.
Thanks, man.
Benjamin?
Hello, Kenan.
What's up?
Nothing much. Just building some shocks up, getting ready for the quarters.
You got your Kashima coated shocks looking all spiffy.
Yeah, full wank factor.
How are you making out?
Not too bad. I had good qualifying yesterday. And then pretty much as soon as the gate starts came around, it all turned to shit. I had a junior final last night, which did not go my way. And then Dad got me disqualified because he didn't take my car to tech. So that was fun. But really, today is the only day that counts for anything in the end. So just looking forward to the rest of today.
How are you liking the track? How's it feel to be racing in America, being a part of the RCGP, RC2 class and whatnot?
It's different for sure. Like, the tracks here are a lot different to back home. A lot looser surface, because at home we sweep the tracks and then water them. Here it's just water straight on top. But the layout's awesome. It's so technical, there's so many jumps, so much elevation change. It's really cool to be a part of.
Good stuff. Well, good luck to you today, man. And keep on having fun. You guys have got another week here in great old USA. And you get to go back and start looking for that thylacine.
We've got to find one. I'll get a photo.
I know. No, we need to capture one.
Yes. Keep them in captivity.
So, photos don't work.
And show John Dawes.
Yes. Shout out to John Dawes. I can't say what I want to call him on the podcast, but I'm told it's a term of endearment in Australia.
Thanks,
I'm learning
Kenan.
A lot about Australia. I got to go now. All right, Ben. Thank you for your time.
Let me go
talk to your brother.
All right.
And we got Aaron Dexter here, who's showing a lot of speed, surprising a lot of people here at the race. What's going on, Aaron? How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Thanks, Kenan. How about yourself?
I'm all right. I'm doing good. It's Sunday. I've had some coffee. I'm ready to go.
Having fun putting up with Jakey?
I'm avoiding him today. So, you know, he's in Rupert mode right now. So
yeah.
He's all focused and trying to be all serious, like, so.
Right.
You know, nothing, man. How about you, man? You're doing pretty good here. You did set, you did TQ around yesterday. Where are you starting overall here in the semis?
Yeah, had a little bit of a rough start qualifying. Hit the fence and broke an arm. And then slowly put two decent runs together in round 2 and 3 to go 5th.
I thought you TQ'd a run.
Nah, I was on for it, on for a TQ, and then like the second last lap, there was a crash car that I got caught up with, and it was only like a few 2 seconds or something off the TQ. So, you know, it was a bit of a bummer, but you know, moving forward, car's pretty good. Slowly making some changes to get it a bit more comfortable and. Yeah, see how we go, I guess.
So you're directly in the semis, though, right?
Yeah, okay. I qualified 6th in the qualifying race. Didn't have a good start there either, but yeah, starting 3rd in the semi, so hopefully try to get a clean start and, you know, drive smooth, consistent, try not to crash and see how we go.
So what's your favourite part of this track?
Favourite part? I don't know, like, the back section is awesome when you get it right. Like, you just hit it and you flow really nice on the down ramp on the back jump, but I think the toughest part is the pole of death. Like getting that right is so difficult, to land it tight and then get the drive down before the step up. That's just super hard to get right, but you know, it's all fun.
Good luck to you in your semi. Would you like to shout out to anybody in Australia before we go?
Yeah, shout out to Dawsey.
Dawsey?
I know, the
Mad Dog. Choice words,
he needs to get to the track again. Like,
I don't know. He might get. I don't know if we can allow John Dawes to come to America. Might not work out too good.
He might get shot.
Yeah.
I don't think the Yanks would understand his sense of humor.
I don't
you
think
know, like,
get it either. All right. Well, good luck to you today, man. Have fun. Thank you guys for coming out, supporting RCGP.
Yeah. Thank
and,
you.
And I'll talk to you later on.
All right, man. Take it easy.
All right. So I'm here in the JQ pit, sitting off with Max Mort, aka Ishmael. What's going on, Max? How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm wrenching, getting ready, you know, basic stuff.
Yeah, how'd you make out yesterday?
I did decent. I was 8th. Should have been some like 7th, I think. But It is what it is.
It is what it is. So, how are you liking the track?
The track's real cool. I kind of like now it when it, when it's bumpy. Mm-hmm. You kind of have to be more careful and you don't, you just don't push everywhere. So I think now it's even a bit more racy because you have to actually like see your lines and see what the car in front is doing. So I like it more now when it's rough.
What's your favorite part of the track?
Favorite part of the track. That's a tough one. I'd say from all the way from the right side of the track where the off camber is, and then the double, and then the double, and then the other another double over the hole, and then coming back to the step steps, like step on, step off thing. I think that whole section is the best one in this track.
Okay. Yeah. What's your strategy going into the longer main today?
No mistakes, just drive slow and try to get track position in the beginning.
What about tires and doing anything special to your car?
No, nothing special. I'm going to try a thicker sway bar in the rear for today. That's about it.
All right. Well, good luck, Ish. And, you know, you got the speed. You just got to put it all together.
Yeah, that's how it is.
Talk to you later. So I'm over here with Kyle Johnson. He's you qualify fifth, right, in the RC2 class? Yeah. What's up? How are you?
Good. Trying to have fun today, so
yeah.
See how it goes.
Yeah, you're on fire, man. I'm super impressed with you. You don't race much. You know, you definitely don't race in Vegas. You go up to the Pacific Northwest and race with those guys a lot. Great group of guys. But how are you liking the track so far and the event so far?
The event's awesome. It's pretty organized, and the track is it's pretty crazy. It's probably one of the most technical tracks I've ever been on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. What's your favorite part?
Probably the rhythm section in the middle, mm-hmm. Where you single and jump on top and off. I think that's awesome. It's kind of supercross feel.
Yeah. And what do you hate the most?
That off camber jump where the pipe's sticking out, because I want to hit the pipe every time.
Nobody likes the pole of doom.
Yeah, the pole of doom.
Well, I'm glad you guys made it done. You're here with the Pacific Northwest guys. Great group of guys.
Oh yeah.
You race up there a lot in the NCT. You know, I'm always talking about it on the podcast. Tell us a little bit about that before.
The races up there are just awesome. It's like it's like camping every race. Yeah. You know, it's you know, the competitions, it's really good. You know, there's the top guys up there are, you know, they're really fast, and they want to get, I know a couple of them want to get out here more into California and try out the competition. But yeah, the races up there just ran so well and smooth, and the atmosphere is probably the best part, man. It's just, you know, it's pretty much like camping, so you can't go wrong with camping in RC cars. So
no, you can't. So you got your mains of today, you got a race in through the semis. What's your strategy going into today's race?
Just whatever the car gives me, just take it and see where I can go with it, you know. No, try to go in, you know, doing as best as I can, obviously, but you can only do what you're able to do, so just try to keep it smooth, not push it, that's all.
Well, good luck to you, man. Would you like to shout out to anybody before we sign off?
Yeah, shout out to my parents and all the help from my pit guy Chucky, and my mom and dad, obviously, and then all my sponsors, so thanks to them.
Good stuff, man. Good luck.
Thank you.
So I'm sitting off here with Red's Racing Team Manager here on the West Coast, and he's doing pretty good in the RC2 class as well, Colin Herzig. Am I saying your name right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm enjoying the race. How about you?
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Where'd you qualify in the overall?
So the first three rounds of qualifying, I was second overall, and then for the qualifying race, I was in second, catching first, and then I had a technical difficulty with the clutch with two laps to go. But overall, the car is really good. Feeling really confident going into the semis today, and throw it down for the main, hopefully.
So how are you liking the track?
The track's insane.
Anthony knocked it out.
It's when I say insane, I mean good. Yeah. You know, it's super technical, but it flows really good too. It's like you're not just struggling to get around. The jumps are good. The track's holding together really good. But yeah, no, Anthony Westergaard Factory Tracks did a really good job making a good name for himself in a big race like this, building tracks. So yeah, it's really good.
Cool, man. I'm glad you came out. I know you don't race much.
Yeah.
And it's good to see you out here racing, doing well. I wish you luck today.
Thank you.
I do have a question though. What part of the track do you dislike? What's the hardest part?
I like. tough. I'd say, honestly, the hardest part for me to get down every lap is either the pull or the coming up the straightaway up there.
Yeah.
And finding your braking point right there is pretty critical. It's rough going up there, but you can lose a lot of time not hitting your braking point. Yeah.
The pull of doom has caught a lot of people.
Yeah. The pull's been pretty insane, but I don't know. Everybody has to deal with it.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. It's cool watching the RCGP guys. It's cool watching the RCGP guys go on the inside every time, land it perfect every time. You know, it's pretty.
Some of them hit it too.
Oh yeah, no, they hit it. Yeah, okay. They're on the fine line of hitting it or not hitting it.
So. Good luck to you today.
Thank you.
And would you like to shout out to anybody before you sign off?
Yeah, yeah. Hot Bodies, Reds, Proline, MKS, JT Bearings, Bipolar Graphics, A1 Graphics, Absolute Hobbies. All those guys kept me going throughout these years and appreciate it.
Cool, man. Well, good to see you racing and good luck today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Position here.
Coming to us all the way from the United Kingdom, driving the Kyosho car, is Taro Craddock. What's up, Taro? How you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm all right. How are you enjoying the California and the RCGP series so far?
It's pretty hot.
Hot?
Yeah.
Beautiful out here.
And the track's well presented. The track's good. Holding up well, considering it's only got water in it. My race is not going too bad, considering it's technically my first time on the continent, really my first kind of time on these tracks.
What do you think about the whole RCGP concept, RC2 class and whatnot?
For sure, I think it's a really good concept. Like, we're in our first season, so obviously there'll be teething problems, but what we currently have here is a pretty good concept for a long term.
I agree. So, tell me, what's your favorite part of the track?
After the whole shot banner coming onto the corner, because we don't get that in Europe. It's just something completely different, and it benefits the smoother drivers. So,
what's the part of the track that you dislike the most?
The ones where you can't overtake.
Yeah. So everybody said the pole of doom.
It's a challenge. I mean, I've had it in there a couple times last night in the qualifying races. So it's quite frustrating when you get it wrong. But what's the point? It's off road. It's meant to be challenging.
Exactly. Well, good luck to you, man. Thank you for coming over and supporting. Let's talk to your dad. Is over here busy wrenching.
What's going on, Mick? How you doing?
Good, thank you.
You having fun in California?
Yeah. Yeah, always.
The banter's good?
Yeah, always.
Yeah, you guys have been here for a while?
Yeah, about 9 days now. Last day tomorrow, and that's it.
How do you like the track?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, really nice. It looks difficult, but when Taro's been out there, he said you don't have to blast every jump. It's just smooth. The smoother you go, the easier it is to drive.
How about the whole RCGP concept? How do you like it?
Yeah, I like it. It's just, I think you could do with a tech pack to explain, because everyone is like mass confusion for everyone, and that puts a bit of a downer on it. I would, with the marshalling problems that you've had, I would have marshals stay there until they're relieved by the next marshal, and that'll keep things flowing easier, rather than the announcer just calling out and holding the proceeders up. Starting gate, I think it's a great idea, but I would do it in all one line, like a motocross style, from the end of the straight, so you get the whole straight length flat out, be a bit more exciting and not so much carnage. And plus the gates would go down together, because they've not always gone down together. But like I say, the concept's good. Everyone watches the start, and then you see them drift away once the race gets under, and like someone just pulls away. But you've got their attention at the beginning, which is good. Where normal finals, people don't watch it until you get something like the starter gate.
You know what I'm going to say? I want to see a Kyosho team. I say the Pablo Berton and Gal Figueroa.
Yeah, it would be a good team if we can get a sponsor together to do it. But at the moment, the way the business is and the industry, it's tough for everyone. And as you've seen, the big teams that you thought that were going to come couldn't come because they're tightening their belts. The budget's not there. And some other people that are doing okay, like BeachRC and stuff like that, have managed to get some money together and put a team together. But when the factories like Kyosho are already sending Xiao all around the world to race, you know, that's where the budget gets a bit tight. So if they can get some outside sponsors, which the whole point of this, I think, is to get outside sponsors from outside the industry, it'll be better for everyone. And if we can get it, if we can get it at some motocross meetings and some rallycross meetings, it'll be great. That's what you need.
I 100% agree. If you get it out to a demographic that can, that has disposable income. Well, I want to thank you guys for coming and supporting it. I really appreciate it. Bringing that international flair, also representing Kyosho. It's awesome. I like chatting to you anyway, and thanks a lot.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
Thank you.
10 minutes to go.
Yeah, so I'm over here in the over by the noisy pits now, talking to Cody Hot Sauce Watson. Came second in the junior final yesterday. Is qualified directly into the semis. What's going on, Cody? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Focusing on the race. Yeah, thinking on technique on starting the race off, trying to get out there early.
95%, like I tell you.
Yeah, 95%. Get me there.
How are you liking the track?
Different than what I'm used to, but it's working out for me. I like it.
Yeah, you're looking pretty good out there. I watched some of your runs. You're flying off pulling your race up there. Your dad's over there working hard, coming up asking Joseph a bunch of questions.
Yeah.
How's your car?
Car is pretty hooked up. Very smooth. Motor's also very smooth. I don't think we had a bad car set up yet. Car's been good all weekend. I couldn't ask in for any better.
What's your favorite part of the track?
Really, the whole right side of the track is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like the Proline double and the Proline wall.
All right, what's the part that you dislike the most?
The pole on the diagonal jump right there, the hot race.
The pole of doom.
Yeah, it's not being too nice to me.
All right, so what's your strategy going into the longer final today? Where are you? Well, you're starting in semis. Where are you starting in the semis?
Starting fourth.
Okay.
I'm gonna just try to keep the car from behind me, away from the back end of my car, you know. Try to start off slow and consistent. Let everybody kind of mess up, and I'll get towards the front of it. If I can maintain that, I think I'll be pretty good.
I think so, too. Hey, so you want to shout out to anybody?
Shout out to Feelong and Cole.
Yeah, he doesn't want to come on. He's running away from us. Come on, little bump.
And also a shout out to my dad for working on my car and stuff, and family back at home.
Flowwood RC?
Yeah, Flowwood RC for sure. Family.
Yeah, man. All right, well, good luck today, and you know, I'll be rooting for you.
All right, thank you.
All right. What's up, Cole Cabrain?
What is up?
How you making out?
Pretty good. Our goal was to make the semifinals, so I think we made that goal, so now we just got racing today, man.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys made the trip out here. I know you guys, this is your first time coming out west to race?
Yep.
All right, good stuff. You got your brother there pitting for you. You're rocking your Beach RC shirt, looking badass. How are you liking the track?
Oh, it's definitely really fun. Technical. It's a fun technical track, especially the rhythm section in the middle. Reminds me of motocross, supercross deal. So, brings me back home a little bit. I just have to give out a huge shout out to the Beach RC guys and my brother. This wouldn't be possible without them. I was making the car solid all week.
Where are you starting to?
I start 8th in the semi.
All right, so you're in a good position.
Yep.
There's going to be a battle. You and Cody will go out for each other. And it should be good because the RC2 semis are going to be stacked.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to it myself. What's your favorite part of the track?
The rhythm section. I like you can do a double and then you can triple. It's really fast to do the single, step on, step off. So just options there, and should be fun.
All right, man. Well, good luck to you. And hopefully I'll talk to you after the final.
Thank you.
All right. Little bum, nothing? You don't want to say hello?
Hi.
Say hello to the Flowwood guys.
Good morning.
What's up? Flowwood RC? You liking the track?
Yes, sir.
What's your favorite part of the track?
The Proline wall.
The Proline wall? You like the Proline wall of death? How about the pole of doom? You like that? No? Did you hit it? What were you starting?
6 yesterday.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good luck to you in your final, all right?
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Thanks, guys.
Summer of Tyler Brown, owner of JT Bearings, and he's out racing here at the RCGP. What's going on, Tyler? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. I think it's time for a White Claw, though.
Yeah, it's past time for a White Claw. I think it's time for a beer. I think we'll skip the White Claws. Save those for Kyle.
Yeah, I know. I like them. They're refreshing. Hey, so thanks for coming out and racing.
I've never met you before. I didn't even know you was the owner of J2 Barons, so you have a really good company going on there. How are you liking the race so far and everything?
It's cool. It's totally different than anything I've been a part of, at least. You know, I race on a smaller level, but it's really cool. To me, it's a once-in-a-lifetime race.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, hopefully it's more than once-in-a-lifetime. If we get back here, we should be back here next year.
If it's back in the States, I'll be here for sure.
Yeah, man. What do you like most about the RCGP concept?
It's just different. It's nice and refreshing having a different program. Mm-hmm. It's really well run, you know. I mean, it's one of the most professionally run races I've been to, and it's nice just running buggy too. Yeah. Ton of track time and just buggy is nice.
Okay. So where did you end up qualifying and for today's race, for the semis?
I was able to squeak it in the semis. Started off the weekend really, really bad. Just having some problems and not finishing some races just put me behind. But I was able to get in the semis. So I'm not exactly sure where I'm starting, but as long as I'm in there, we should be good.
How do you feel about the spec tires?
Well, I'm a Proline guy, so it didn't throw me off too much. So not much of a curve there, at least for me.
Yeah, but I mean, do you think it's a good idea having a spec tire, everybody on the same tire? That kind of, I mean, it's just one race, but I kind of like it because it puts everybody on a level playing field, and some people might have an advantage of a different tire brand or different compound.
Sure.
And it kind of takes away that excuse of they had a different tire.
Yeah, I like it. I've never been to a race that even had that, so that's a first for me as well. But I got no problems with it, and I like it. It does even the playing field, I would say.
All right. Well, good luck. I got to ask, what is your favorite part of the track?
Favorite part of the track would probably be that booter over the starting gate.
Okay, yeah.
Right before the wall ride. That's pretty fun when you hit it right.
And I assume the part that you dislike the most is the pole of death.
I don't like the pole of death, but I haven't hit it that much. I just leave myself probably too much room around that. Honestly, the worst part of the track for me is the little on-off. I just struggle there a little bit.
Before the starting gate jump, like the awkward quad where pulling it up in the boot, where you jump up into the tabletop and then...
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know why I've been struggling there all weekend, but... I've just been struggling there a little bit. So I'd say that's probably actually my least favorite part. But, I mean, the track's really good. I don't really have a complaint about the track.
All right. Well, thank you for your time. Thank you guys for coming out. Appreciate you guys' support. And good luck today.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye. Oh, do you want to shout out to anybody before we go?
Yeah. HB Racing, Reg Racing, Proline, Byron Fuels, J&T Bearings, obviously. Mm-hmm. Stick It One and Expert Servos.
All right, man. Talk to you later. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Samir, another one of the RC2 competitors. He's up here in the hanging out in the HB pits. His name's Kurt Kellum. I was wondering who he was. He's all the way from Dallas. What's going on, man?
Not much. Just out here enjoying the race weekend. Really having a blast at the RC GP race this weekend, and it's something new and different for sure.
Yeah.
The format is unique. Lots of track time, lots of racing, so it's really been fun.
Yeah, you're from Dallas originally, so you race a lot of Indy RC. It's another track and hobby shop that I've stopped that much. I know the owners and whatnot. It's a bit different from Indy, but Indy has a very healthy club scene there. What do you think of this track and everything so far?
So this is probably one of my favorite tracks in the whole United States. So anytime there's races out here, I try to come out here and race. Plus get to see all my buddies. It's very unique. It's very different from Indy. Indy's an indoor, small, very high grip track. So we're running slicks there a lot. This is elevation, outdoor. We're running loose dirt, spec tire. So it's really fun. It's very different, and it's unique and challenging. So.
Cool, man. Well, I appreciate you coming out. Okay, I'm asking everybody this. What's your favorite part of the track, and what's the part of the track that you dislike the most?
Favorite part of the track, the drop down off the back into the rhythm section and the pole of death. That's probably my favorite.
You like the pole of death?
I like that whole section because I think it's the rhythm of going through that correctly. When you nail it, it just feels super good. Okay. If you hit the right line. For me, to be honest, the hardest part of the track, which is crazy has just been the waterfall down the hill.
Really?
Yeah, I just have had trouble with that all weekend. Everywhere else on the track, I've been good. So, but other than that, I can't really complain. I love the track, and I love the spec tire racing.
Good stuff, man. Well, yep. We appreciate you coming out to support the RC2 class, RC2B class. Good luck today, man. Yep. Would you like to shout out to anybody before we go?
HB Racing, NDRC World, VP Powermaster, J&T Bearings, Proline, and MKS Servos. Pretty much it. So. All
right. Cool, man. Well, yep. Like I said, good luck. Have fun.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I'm hungry.
So I'm just getting away from the sound a little bit. Salty Joe didn't want to record with me. I don't know. So I got my boy here. If you don't know him, it's the infamous JB. What's up, JB? How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm all right. How you enjoying your RCGP experience?
It's actually a different experience. It's actually very, very different from what we're used to on the East Coast or even the West Coast, because we've been racing, you know, across country. It's different, exciting, and great.
All right. So... what's your favorite part of the track?
All right, so we are
here comes Will Smith.
I like the part that has the dirt.
You like the part that has the dirt?
Yes.
So I want to know, and everybody probably surely wants to know, where's your drone?
My drone is in the vehicle right now. I'm about to pull her out right now and let her loose.
You going to let it loose?
Yes, because I'm good at pulling it out and laying it down, you know.
You're insane. That's all I'm going to say. But good
hey,
stuff, man.
Shout out to the Carolina drivers, you know, the Southeast drivers that, you know, support the page, you know. I wish you guys were out here, and, you know, because this is a lifetime experience. But, you know, we'll be back home and, you know.
Racing again.
Racing again and chopping it up. Fall Brawl, we'll think about it. Yeah. You know what I mean? If I get a sponsor or something, you know, my sponsor Walmart.
I thought you were going to sponsor me.
Well, I'm waiting for my sponsor Walmart to get back to me to see if, you know, I'm still eligible this year. You know what I mean? Trying to get Will to come out there, but...
Will was scared of the East Coast.
Yeah, Will Smith is
Will
scared
Smith. Hey,
of the East Coast.
Can you get Jiggy with it over here with us, please?
Sure, what's up?
So we got Will Smith. All right, JB. What's going on, Will?
Not a whole lot.
Representing NorCal.
NorCal, yeah. We got a bunch of fast NorCal guys out here. It's awesome. Kyle Turner's just killing it out here. It's great.
Jermaine
last night with that almost flawless run in juniors was good. I'm glad to see our little guys are, well, I guess they're not really little anymore, but yeah, they're kicking butt.
Yeah, I'm impressed with their speed as well. Especially Jermaine. I mean, he did well at JBRL last week. And Kyle was showing some great pace, and I'm glad the NorCal guys got to make it. Shout out to Empire RC.
Empire RC.
He didn't make it. Unfortunately, Big Rick. I was looking forward to seeing him. But how about you? How are you liking it? You enjoying everything?
I love it. I've running one class, I've never been so tired. It's amazing how much running I'm actually getting with this series, and just experiencing a new turn marshaling system they have where the race group prior has to actually corner. I mean, it's great for... or racetracks that, you know, have the turnouts pretty low, but the guys tend to want to leave early, so they actually have to corner, and you always have corners at that point.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. What's your salt? You still don't want to throw up? Yeah, salt. That's why you call it Salty Joe. All right, man. Well, I appreciate you coming out. You've been helping out a lot here in the JQ pits. I haven't really been able to do my managerial duties. I appreciate your effort that you're putting in.
Thank you.
You're over there in the nerd table, I like to call it, but you guys over there geeking out of a setup.
You know, setup's fun. It challenges all three, Chris, Dylan, and I. It's fun.
Are they here yet?
Yeah, they just got here. I told them about the turn marshaling system so they won't miss their laps.
Well, I appreciate you, Will, man. Good friend of mine, and thank you for coming on and supporting.
Thank you.
And I hope you get out to the East Coast and race with guys someday.
Yeah, I gotta go check it out. I haven't been out there since 2010-11 racing with them, so I want to get back out there and try and see how I stand up against those guys.
All right, man. Well, take care and have fun.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye. So I'm here with David Isherwood, owner of RCGP. He's busy as a one-legged man in a you-know-what competition. He's also cracking the whip on everybody, so that's good. What's going on, David? How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Keenan. Yeah, it's been a full-on weekend, but I think for the most part we've managed to keep everybody happy.
Yes, some like the gate start, some don't. I'm kind of glad we made the decision to start the RC2 guys from regular and save the show for the RCGP guys. But you know, me working alongside with you, I see how much work goes into this.
Yes, and thank you, and everybody's working hard. Whether you're a driver, you've got a lot to do. If you're on the organizational side, there's a lot to do. And as with the gates, if you're English, you'll understand this. It's very Marmite. You'll either love them or hate them. And maybe we've converted some people who like them to hating them, and possibly even the other way as well, from hating them to liking them. But we shall see.
Yeah, we had some great racing yesterday. The RC2 guys are performing very good as well. RCGP racing looking good. I think most people that I've talked to are really enjoying the format. Some people are confused, but I'm trying to explain to them, you know, it's new to them. But over and all, like, people are like, when is the next one? What's in the, you know, people, every, the question I get is, what are the dates and where are the locations for the next races?
Yeah, the format is interesting. Really, we're trying to show what is possible. Some of it will stay, some of it will go. We've been appreciative from RCGP's side of how patient all the drivers have been. I think for the most part they've taken on the format and the teching and the schedule really, really well. So in every possible sense, it's a team effort.
Good stuff. Well, let me let you get back to work, and thank you for all your hard work and bringing this to us.
Thank you, Keenan.
Thank you for listening to the No Name RC Podcast. Please tune in next time for more fresh RC content. And if you can, please also support us on patreon.com/thequaygrain. We will greatly appreciate it. And don't forget, Nitro is the glory.